Update, 2:30 p.m. The Central Okanagan Emergency Operations Center has updated evacuation orders and alerts for the Drought Hill wildfire. The following list of properties remain on evacuation order: 5140 and 5151 Clarence Road, 5031 Lang Court, McNeil Court, Morrison Crescent, Morrison Court, Morrison Place. All units within the property at 5165 Trepanier Bench Road, Walker Road. The following list of properties will be downgraded to an evacuation alert, and the previous addresses on alert will remain in place. Those previously on order and now listed below may return home immediately. Property at the north end of Chidley Road, unaddressed. All of Clarence Road except 5140 and 5151 Clarence Road, Coldham Road, 5078, 5089, 5091, 5093 and 5101 Cousins Place, Cousins Road, Desert Pines Avenue, Dryden Road, Greta Road, 3599 Highway 97, Houston Road, Inglis Place, Lever Court, Lornell Crescent, Lornell Court, 5030, 5070, 5090, 5126, 5145, 5146, 5156, 5166, 5175, 5186 McKinnon Road and the property at the north end of McKinnon Road within the district of Peachland, unaddressed. Point Place, Shaw Road, Smith Way, Sutherland Road, Trepanier Heights Avenue, Trepanier Heights Place, 4995 Trepanier Road, Trepanier Bench Road, except units within property at 5165 Trepanier Bench Road, Witt Place. Residents can refer to the interactive map on the EOC website to search by street address to determine if they are under an evacuation alert or order. Update, 2:14 p.m. Residents evacuated due to the Drought Hill wildfire can access basic emergency supports online or attend one of two reception centers today. As of tomorrow, only the Peachland Reception Center will continue to operate. The reception center at Royal Lepage Place, 2760 Cameron Avenue in West Kelowna, is open until 4 p.m. today. The Peachland Community Center, 4456th Street in Peachland, is open until 8 p.m., and will reopen at 9 a.m. August 1. Emergency Operations Center, EOC, staff are working with other agencies to manage the situation and minimize the impacts. However, residents should be prepared to obey an evacuation order. Visit the EOC website for up-to-date information. Update, 12:23 p.m. The Drought Hill wildfire in Peachland has grown to 57 hectares, according to the BC Wildfire Service. Drive BC says single-lane alternating traffic will be in place between Drought and Buchanan Roads until 4 p.m. Motorists should expect delays and traffic volume. An update from Central Okanagan Emergency Operations, EOC, says priorities include wildfire suppression, field assessments, ongoing resource allocation and evaluation of evacuation orders and alerts. There are approximately 400 addresses on evacuation order and 225 on alert. Residents on alert are asked to be ready to leave their home at a moment's notice and be prepared to be away from their homes for an extended period of time, make arrangements for pets and pack essential items such as medicines and important documents. Residents needing basic emergency support can go to Royal Lepage Place, 2760 Cameron Avenue in West Kelowna. Evacuees with a BC Services Card app can also receive S supports online at Emergency Support Services self-registration. The Peachland Community Center is not providing S services, however, it remains open for informal drop-in location for residents until 4 p.m. A map is available on the EOC website for residents to search to determine if they are under evacuation or alert. Due to logistical and safety considerations, the EOC cannot accept donated goods. Update, 10 a.m. The Drought Hill wildfire remains an estimated 27 hectares and is displaying rank 2 behavior on Thursday morning. However, BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, states fire behavior is expected to increase as temperatures increase throughout the day. On Thursday, BCWS has 35 firefighters are responding to the scene, alongside the Peachland Fire Department. Aircrafts will be helping battle the blaze again on Thursday, using Okanagan Lake as a water source. Please stay clear of personnel responding on the ground and by air to avoid interfering with the wildfire response, stated BCWS. Aircraft will use Okanagan Lake as a water source. At this time, the fire remains out of control. All evacuations orders and alerts remain in effect. Original. While fire crews continued to battle throughout the night and into the morning, smoky conditions still fill the sky as a result of the Drought Hill wildfire in Peachland on Thursday, July 31. The blaze was discovered around 2 p.m. on July 30 after a vehicle fire spread into the brush. Due to dry conditions and the heat, the fire quickly spread, resulting in an evacuation order for around 400 properties and an evacuation alert for an additional 225. Those affected were told to go to the Emergency Coordination Center at Royal Lepage Place at 2760 Cameron Avenue in West Kelowna. The other Emergency Coordination Center at the Peachland Community Center has been shut down. As of Thursday morning, both the order and alert remain in place and can be found on the Central Okanagan Emergency Operations website. BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, has not updated the situation as of 8:40 a.m. Thursday morning. It is still listed as an approximate 27 hectares in size and out of control. An initial attack crew, a structure protection crew, and members of the Peachland Fire Department continued to battle the blaze late into the night and into the morning. Around 9 p.m. on Wednesday night, BCWS Information Officer Taylor Coleman confirmed to Black Press Media the wildfire's behavior had decreased to rank 1 to 2, meaning fire activity slowed down. As the blaze raged on Wednesday afternoon, it forced the closure of Highway 97 in Peachland and Highway 97C, Okanagan Connector. As of Thursday morning, Drive BC has stated Highway 97 from Buchanan Road and Drought Road will be single-lane alternating traffic throughout the morning, with the next update coming at 12 p.m. Traffic crews are on scene assisting vehicles. Highway 97C reopened around 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday night. On Thursday, a heat warning issued by Environment Canada remains in effect for the Central Okanagan, up to Vernon, and down to the South Okanagan to the Canada-United States border. The government agency states temperatures could reach anywhere from 35 to 38 degrees on July 31. There is a risk of thunderstorms today and 40% chance of showers.